Continue our look at what man is to believe concerning God. This morning we're looking at the communion in glory which the invisible church has. In particular, we're going to look at the three estates in which the invisible church shares in Christ's glory. So the communion in glory, sharing in Christ's glory. So question 82, what is the communion in glory which the members of the invisible church have with Christ? The communion in glory which the members of the visible church have with Christ is, in this life, immediately after death, at last perfected at the resurrection and day of judgment. I'm sorry, invisible church. I said invisible. I said visible. Which the members of the invisible church have. And so, they have it in this life. They have it immediately at death. They have it at the resurrection slash day of judgment. So, the communion and glory of the invisible church. So, we're going to define the characteristics of each of those in the upcoming questions, but this morning we're just setting up those questions. So, the communion and glory of the invisible church is in this life. First, we see this in 2 Corinthians 3, for example, and we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And so those at Sinai did not see the Lord, did not see his hindquarters as Moses did. So Moses saw it and his face shone. So he wore the veil. And so Paul uses the seeing the glory through the veil as the image of what the visible church, those in the invisible church who are not part of Christ, have no share in him, are not part of the invisible church. They see him through a veil, but we who are members of Christ's invisible church, even now, see him with unveiled face, and we are being transformed into his likeness. So we'll develop each of these as we go. And then immediately after death. Immediate means without mediation, without something in between. And this is one of the debates. You have the Roman view where you have purgatory that goes at that stage. And then you have other views. You have soul sleep and all these things. But we see in Scripture that at death, you immediately pass into glory. And he said to them, truly, and he said to him, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. And so we see that there is no intermediate state in the sense of apart from Christ. But those who are in the visible church immediately enter into his presence in the spirit. But they await the resurrection when their bodies shall be raised at the judgment. And so that leads us to the third stage of the communion and glory which the invisible church has with Christ. When it is perfected, as I said, because your body and spirits will be reunited at the resurrection slash day of judgment. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. And so we see these three stages of communion with glory. And even after death, though we sin not, though we see him face to face and we're transformed, we still lack our bodies being renewed, being putting on the imperishables. They rest in the graves till the resurrection. And then only at the resurrection do we see the fullness of joy because we have our bodies raised incorruptible, united again with our spirits, so that with your very eyes you shall see Christ and know the fullness of joy. Thank you for joining us, and join us next time as we continue our look at what man is to believe concerning God. Thank you, and God bless.